A new children's book by President Obama hit the bookstore shelves today. Mr. Obama's girls, Sasha and Malia, inspired the book. It's called Of Thee I Sing, A Letter to My Daughters, and it's a tribute to 13 groundbreaking Americans. Now, children's books are huge in the United States, and American kids can see themselves reflected in those books doing just about everything. In the West African country of Ghana, children's books that reflect African children are relatively new. The World's Carol Hills has more.
If you're listening to this story, there's a good chance you were read to as a child. And if you're a parent of young children, there's an even higher chance that you read to your kids every night. That wasn't so for Meshack Asari. He grew up in Ghana in the 1950s and 60s.
When I was growing up, though I liked books, all the books that were in the house belonged to my father. There weren't any books for children.
When Asari started school, he was excited to see textbooks, but they turned out to be pretty boring. Later on, when he was studying at a university in one of Ghana's larger cities, he wondered whether any kids in Ghana had grown up with books for them. The only ones he could find were imported, mostly from Europe. The children in the pictures didn't look like him. The scenery certainly wasn't familiar. There was snow and weird animals that he didn't recognize. It made an impression.
And this made it a priority somehow, you know, something that somebody had to deal with to make sure that there were books in which the reader, the African reader, child would be able to recognize himself and herself within an environment that is familiar.
At age 23, he published his first children's book, an illustrated easy reader called simply, I Am Kofi. Kofi is a popular boy's name in Ghana.
It had to do with the identity that I am somebody like this, that I look like this, and this is my house. My house looks like this, and this is what I also do. This is how I live.
2 years later, in 1970, he wrote and illustrated another picture book, Taiwa Goes to Sea. The main character is a 10-year-old boy who lives in a Ghanaian fishing village. Taiwa is desperate to go fishing with the men, but they think he's too young. Eventually, like many a children's book character, Taiwa proves the adults wrong. The book was a turning point for Asari. It won a UNESCO citation for Best Picture Book from Africa and was translated into Japanese and several European languages. But critical acclaim, as all artists know, doesn't put food on the table, and Meshack Asari had a family to raise. For the next 10 years, he was a teacher by day and worked on his drawing and writing on the side. In the 1970s and 80s, Ghana's economy crumbled around him. Even paper became a rare commodity. His next book, The Brassman's Secret, was published on pink, cardboard-like paper provided by a friend. It told the story of Kodjo, an Ashanti boy in central Ghana who helps his father make brass figures to measure gold dust. One day, Kodjo stares at a brass figure, and it comes alive.
"Will you tell me your secret?" Kodjo asks in a whisper. "Will you?" The tiny lips seemed to part and move. Kodjo shook all over with excitement when he heard a gentle voice. "Yes, my young friend. I'll show you my secret. Come with me. Close your eyes and come."
Asari is both a writer and an illustrator. He describes his visual style as imperfect, which he believes African children can better relate to. Another way his books are tailored to his African audience is their location and subject matter. He's done a series of stories set all over Ghana. The idea is to show children in, say, the capital Accra, what it's like to live in what he calls the hinterlands of the country. Asari has also published stories set in other parts of Africa. Some are whimsical, others quite serious. In his first book for young adults, published in 1992, Asari told the story of a girl whose parents are duped into letting their daughter become an indentured servant to a family friend. He hopes that the various stories he tells will give African children courage.
To look at things carefully with open eyes and open minds, to give themselves the courage to challenge what is not good and what needs to be improved, to take that upon themselves.
Meshack Asari has written 20 books, and more are on the way. He doesn't live in Ghana anymore, but goes back regularly. Right now, his home is a tiny village in Germany, and his next book is based on the songbirds he's been observing out his window. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
You can find illustrations from Meshack Asari's children's books and a list of his book titles at theworld.org.